Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, hope you are well this morning. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat, good health, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala take great khidmat of deen from you. Inshallah, Mufti Sahib, be waiting for your nasihat and advice. And inshallah, the ummah will be inspired for you speaking what is haq and what is full of justice and equality. It's a beautiful quality that Allah has given to you. May Allah Ta'ala accept, and inshallah, Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Shawwal, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Chapter 33, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, the Coalition, and verses 57 and 58. See how important this lesson is, O Muslim, O listeners. Esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهِ. Verily those people who cause harm to Almighty Allah. First and foremost, nobody can cause harm to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wala yadurru Allah shay'a. None in the entire universe and creation can harm Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah gave us one sample example. In few hours, Allah decimated Dubai, and it will cost them billions and trillions of dollars to recover. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So what is the meaning of this? That they harm Almighty Allah. That people say Almighty Allah got sons or daughters, or they associate, ascribe partners to Almighty Allah, or they reject Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, like the atheist, Allah forbid. So all this is harming Almighty Allah in the sense that you're harming yourself, and because of that you are sane and mature, and you die in that situation, then remember you dispatch straight to hellfire, and that is the justice system of Almighty Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And those who harm the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they make cartoons, they make unsavory comments, they reject the message and the messenger of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among people who think that they are Muslims, but they call themselves Quraniyun. They say we only believe in the Quran, but reject the Sunnah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the mission and the message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, becomes redundant and has become, you understand, superfluous, has no meaning then. So these type of people who reject the Sunnah ahadith are out of the fold of Islam. They can think what they want to. So Almighty Allah speaks about such people, لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Almighty Allah curses them in this worldly life. Allah deprives them of His special mercy, وَالْآخِرَةِ, and in the year after, everlasting doom and gloom, and Jahannam and the hellfire. Go see chapter 33, verses 64, 65. Next week we will do it, inshallah. And go see chapter 4, verse verse 48, Surah 4, verse 145. So all this are enshrined clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran. Allah curses them in this worldly life and in the year after. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And Almighty Allah has already prepared for them a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Allahumma ihfazna min, Allahumma jirna min an-nar. May Almighty Allah always protect us. And therefore, Fajr time, Maghrib time, after the first Salah, Hadith in Abu Dawood, read 7 times, Allahumma jirna min an-nar, Allahumma jirna min an-nar. Fajr time you read, and we pass away during the day, Allah will grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. Ya Allah, protect and save us from the fire. Maghrib time we read after the first salat and Maghrib prayer. So Maghrib is a sunset. After sunset we have a prayer and we read it 7 times and we pass away. Then remember that such people will be protected, inshallah, from Jahannam and the hellfire. Now what about those people who harm the believers? Harming them is that we make, you must remember, that while allegations, accusations against them, harming them is we don't park properly in when we're going to the masjid, to the mosque. Harming them is that we walk past them in their salat and so forth. Harming them is we commit fraud and we steal their money. Harming them is to steal their country, like the Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists, and the genocidal state of Israel, apartheid terrorism. So all this is harming the true believers. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And those who are causing, they cause harm now and in the future continuously to the believing men and believing women, people filled with Iman and Islam, بِغَيْرِ مَكَتَسَبُوا, without any justification. If a person, Allah forbid, you must remember, he is a Muslim, he says, and then he becomes a murtad and an apostate, for him there is death penalty. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man baddala deenahu faqtuluh. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for such people there is a death penalty. And all the scholars agree on that when it is a male. And is a female, then also majority of the scholars agree on it, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Only Hanafis say if it's a lady who became a murtadda, an apostate, then for her is al-habs hatta tamut aw tatub, that will incarcerate her, imprison her till she dies or she repents sincerely. But the hadith of Marwan is mentioned in Dara Qutni. In this day and this age, we will say death penalty for male and female if they don't repent immediately. So we should be very clear on these issues. So without justification, then what will be the ramifications, consequences? So indeed, they are carrying with them, that is a wild accusation and batil and falsehood. Take the kuffar Shias. They cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, cursing Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Siddiqa Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha. On that ground alone, they're out of the fold of Islam. And it is a major, major, major sin. So therefore, those of you who are sympathetic to the Shias, I sent out a wonderful clip yesterday. Inshallah, I'll get it translated as well. One of my brothers in Japan, in Urdu, they say Japan, they don't say Japan. So from Japan, he sent it to me, mashallah, because students there also. So he sent it to me, and I sent it out to thousands of people yesterday. Go read what is the Sunni contribution to the world, and go see what harm the kuffar Shias caused to the Muslim world and non-Muslim world. So we need to get our act properly and don't bootleg anybody or any person, any politician, any organization or any government. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant us izzah and honor. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah grants honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah disgraces and humiliates whosoever He wishes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 10th of Shawwal. Remember that date and remember 20th April. We will speak of it right in the ending. Today, Gaza genocide, day number 197. Listen to all the latest news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. Israel's muted strike on Iran. This is what the Haaretz wrote. Bibi Netanyahu has no strategy. His minister of security, the terrorist, remember, and Bibi himself is a murderer and war criminal and terrorist. So his minister, remember, of security, Itamar Ben-Gvir, say that was a feeble attack on Iran. So remember that there's so much problems and so many problems. So Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, Israel credit rating ratings have been downgraded. Imagine they're catching it economically as well, militarily as well, and internationally also as well. Google fires 28 employees. You know why they fired them, brothers, sisters, children? Because these employees were anti-Israel and pro-Palestine. They said this deal you're making is anti-Palestine and so forth and against justice. So these are the so-called people of justice and democracy. Haramis of the first order. And if you're a new listener, you don't know what harami means. It means an illegitimate child. But that's too kind a word. And I'm not kind, remember, with enemies. We speak straight and shoot them straight with our tongue. Because Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, sometimes the tongue is more effective, meaning safe, than even the sword, remember. Listen to this Harami's ambassador. So now these Arab tinpot dictators, Harami's, and their butchers also, you can call them traitors to Islam and murtad they are. So you know that Morocco established ties with them, because with Israel, because both are crooks. So Israel stole Palestine's land and they stole Morocco, is occupying the Western Sahara. So Trump told them, both of you are crooks, come and make peace between you. So Trump is sitting there and his glum face, the Harami. So Israel's ambassador went to Morocco, and after a few months he was involved in sexual molestation and harassment, and he was humiliated, disgraced. The people in Morocco, thousands of them, marched against Israel and their occupation in Palestine. But you know, Israelis, Haramis they are, so they had an internal, you understand, investigation. They told him, no, you stay there and is everything fine. Then again he was caught, you must remember that. So now when all this started on 7 October, so he ran away. So he is a sex pest and a sex person, maniac it looks like, your Israel ambassador to Morocco. These are Haramis we're talking about, understand this, yeah. Now, oh, this guy, Erdogan, you see, Erdogan always tries and play to placate the Ummah. He says that we're going to now go for a Turkey will break the siege of Gaza, so a flotilla will float from Turkey and so forth. And yesterday, day for yesterday, he spoke to the Turkish people and said, whether you agree with me or not, I, Tayyip Erdogan, even if I'm alone, I will always stand with Palestine. A good political ploy. They all speak two ways, you know. 29 million shekels, this article I will send out this morning so you can see the references. 29 million shekels were stolen by the Israeli diaper force, defense force, occupation force, and from the central bank in Gaza and the people of Gaza, plus their gold, diamond, and so forth. 29 million is in cash and everything. So what you call people like that? I call them the biggest crooks. Niger, we salute you. If we were there, I should have shook your hand, my brother. Niger told Americans, you pack up and get out from here. We don't want your drone policy and we don't want you here. So well done. So Burkina Faso, yesterday the news broke, they kicked out the French diplomats. Now Niger is kicking out Americans. These whiteys, all of them, haramis they are. They always want to poke their nose in our business because they think that we are second class and third class and they're superior. We know what is apartheid. Don't come and teach us. Four Israelis kicked out of Tanzania. I'll send this article out today as well, inshallah. They came to Tanzania. They saw a vehicle there that had all the posters, free, free Palestine, from the land to the sea, it shall be free. They say, whose car is this? Who's this? Who's this? They say, hey, you don't come and ask us all this. You pick up and footsack from here. That's the right word to use. And if you don't understand footsack in Afrikaans, it means to get out and so forth. Allah uses this word in the Quran. When the people of Jahannam will say that we want this, Allah say, Kalimatu zajrin lil kalb. You see, when a dog comes to attack you, you say futsak. So that if you know Afrikaans and all that, so you'll say, get out from here. So that's the word Allah will use them. You shut your mouth, wala tukallimun. So they packed them up in Tanzania. Well done, we went to Tanzania, mashallah. Dar es Salaam and Stone Town and so forth. Very, very good. So we're very proud of you. Any Muslim Maldives, yesterday I sent it out the article. I'll send it out today. I think I sent it out yesterday. Maldives say no Israelis welcome there. Very good. The world is waking up. UCT, this is South African stories. Let me give you two South African stories. UCT, University of Cape Town, passed some motions, and yesterday they said, we passed the motion, we will no more be dealing with the Israeli military, and so forth, and so on, and so on. So now the people, they are very happy, and so forth, you see, and we will aid Gaza, and so forth. But now who's taking the credit? You must remember the Shias hijacking. So wherever there is a protest, wherever there is a march, wherever there is that, whether it's permissible, not permissible, this is a second issue. I'm not speaking of that. So it is happening. And who's taking the credit? The Shias. So they got their Khomeini's photo there. They saying that the resistance force and all that. And remember, Shias can be in Hezbollah, and there are Shias in Ansarullah in Yemen, Iran, majority Shia. Shias are 100% kuffar. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. For you is your religion, and for us is our religion. They are children of the Jutlas in that. They will only do things when it is for their own benefit. You know what the ambassador said of Iran to the United Nations? He said that these drones they sent from Israel were just like toys and all this type of thing. This is a game they play to make the people fools and idiots. Al-awam kal-an'am, because they know that the masses are asses. You should be woken, wake up in all these issues. Let me give you another two, three news here. Last night, somebody sent me, Jazakumullahu khairan, I'll send all this out. Congress of America sends a letter to Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, and they say that your minister of foreign affairs, Naledi Pandor, did this, and now you want to arrest those people who go to Israel and they fight there and so forth. A Jutla, Harami, any Zionist murderer wants to go and murder people in Gaza, and you stay there and you don't come back. South African government will say, go to hell, good riddance. But you go from South Africa, you murder our people there in Gaza, you come back, so what you expect? We must give you a garland? They must put you in jail and throw the keys away. That's what they must do. So you, Congress, don't come and poke your nose in our affairs here. Your imperialism and your superpower is gone. You are an emperor without clothes. You all are complicit in this genocide there in Palestine. For 75 years, they want justice. And you vetoed the ceasefire, which is permanent. Everybody, 150 plus countries, what? Wanted it, and you said no, you vetoed it. When they said they want their independent state, you vetoed it. All this shows that you are good for nothing. Our brother there, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala saved him in Vellum yesterday, azan, you know, normally goes 12:15, 12:30, the way you are. So the crooks came there to the Shell Garage in Vellum, and they were still there, our Muslim brothers. They thought, the crooks thought that they were already gone to the mosque and masjid, but they were still there. So you have the Shell Garage in Vellum, next to it, the convenience store. And then these two crooks came, they were armed, they had guns and so forth. But the rapid force and the police and security and whoever else were involved, they got the tip off that these guys are coming. So they were waiting for them. And as soon soon as they entered, these guys came from the other side. They wanted to shoot them. They wanted to shoot the security guys. So they shot the one guy dead. So very well. If you shoot the crook dead in South Africa, you did very well, my brother. We will support you, whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, on that issue. The other crook saw all that. His wuzu broke. He started messing his pants. He ran for his life. So they apprehended him. They found a firearm. So he's there resting in jail, wondering what went wrong. So that is our South Africa. You see, Bulala Amatagati. That is what I learned about Dingaan and all that. So few words we remember still. They say Dingaan and them had a meeting and so forth, and they said Bulala. You must just kill. That time was spears and that. So with these crooks, they come inside your house, they come inside your shop, you must just put Bulala. That's the right thing to do. You must remember these things. Yeah. See these haramis in Dubai, MBS of Saudi Arabia, Pakka Murtad Harami. MBZ, you must remember, of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, Pakka Murtad Bin Zindik. He thought he would have the best airlines, the best government, best tourists, best this. So they put up a wall there, a big wall. They call this Mona Salim. What they call it? That this is our policy. It is what? A tasamuh. That is that we must be very, very tolerant. We want peace and so forth. So they put up that wall. When the floods came, Allah Ta'ala capsized it and humiliated them. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. They put up one of the biggest temples there in Abu Dhabi to please the Hindus and the idol worshippers, and Modi there in India, and called him for the inauguration. So the idols and the gods floating and drowning. Now I ask you, so is that a lesson to them or not? I'm telling you now, MBZ, you're murtad, listen to me. Next time your big, big towers, your Burjul Arab, your Burjul Khalifa, all will be knocked to pieces. Remember this. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَىٰ دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَأَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We just gave you a taste of a small little punishment, not the big one, where your whole country and you all will freak and you will die like dogs if you don't repent. Remember that. So that is what Allah is teaching you. Better come back. That you ban the Tabligh Jamaat, your masjid, you give them ready-made khutbas, not one sheikh can speak anything there against you. So who the hell you think you are? So don't think you will get away with it. Food poisoning, 17 jutlas, more than 100 were affected of jutlas. They're a cursed nation. Allah is going to punish them. And 17 jutlas hospitalized because of food poisoning. Ecuador, they're shooting like no man's business. One of the most dangerous workplaces in the Latin America. They shot the candidate, they shot the mayor. Go see what happened in the past month. It's a crazy country there. So one Muslim guy, he did a smart thing. So you Christians, I see you're no more phoning. Why? We knocked you out with the right hook and the left jab. You jutlas, you're no more phoning. What's wrong? We gave you such a vaccine, you're still wondering what's happening. So now one Muslim guy, he went to some Christians. What are you? I say, Christian, what are you? 10, 5, whatever. You ask them, quote to me one verse of the Bible, chapter, verse. Not one of them could do that. Read from the original Bible. Not one. They just say Christian, but they know nothing. Then he went to 5, 10 Muslims. He said, read from the Quran. Everybody. You can't be a Muslim if you don't know Surah Fatiha. You can't be a Muslim if you don't know Surah Ikhlas and Surah Qul Huwallah and few simple surahs. So simple test, remember that, and he showed the world. Your Bible is so corrupted, and you are corrupted, and your Vatican is corrupted. You got so many different versions, you must remember, of the Bible, that the versions are confused as well. Argentina, I've been there 5, 6 times or even more, I can't remember. So that country, there is a crazy country, you must remember that. That you walking in the street, the ladies will come, they'll tell you, you want to pose with you. You go to the shop, you buy something, they'll give you a peck on the neck, you know. That's how they operate there. So now it's running with an inflation rate of more than 200%, but the politicians, 75 senators there in the Argentinian parliament, made an increase of their wages. So does that not resonate with South Africa? Isn't it similar here? Yeah? Corruption to the core, people living in poverty, in squalor, but the parliamentarians put increase for themselves. Corrupted lot they are. Walid Daqqa, rahimahullah. So Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He died there in the Israeli jail. And remember now the Palestinians say, this day we will call prisoner day, that the memory of our martyrs will always live on. Man burns himself in front or in outside the Trump's trial. So wherever he got so upset with the justice system in America, he burnt himself. United States, over 100 protesters in a university who are pro-Palestinian. So Americans pro-Palestinian, all non-Muslim or 99%. So all arrested. Why? Why are you protesting for Palestine and Gaza? Pakistan, Maulana, you should know this well. This happened in Karachi and this happened on Thursday. News broke on Thursday night yesterday that the police there and the security personnel, they killed two people in Karachi and they wanted to harm five Japanese tourists who were there in Karachi, so they put them away. You know Pakistan, how it works. It's not yu'minuna bil ghaib, they believe in the unseen. Yu'minuna bil jayb, you give them money and they start shooting them. Now, after the tensions have decreased between Iran and Israel, both haramis, so now the oil price is stabilizing. Rashid Ghannouchi, he's 82 years old, Kais Saied of Tunisia. So I met him personally and went to Tunisia also. So you must remember that he's now, yeah, because he's not bending down to this murtad and accepting him, he's telling him, you're a harami. So he's 82 years old, and now they sentence him 3 years in jail. So all these Arab leaders, majority of them murtad haramis. Okay, now today is the 10th of Shawwal. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nikah mubarak took place with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. You in South Africa, Southern Africa, get your daughters, sons married today, grandchildren before Maghrib, mashallah. And today is 20th April, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the auspicious, mubarak, blessed birth of the Master, Sayyidul Kaunain wal Awwalain wal Akhirin. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's milad, honorable birth, took place on 20th April the year 571 and demise was 632. Hani an lakum, for those of us who have Iman and Islam, and you were born on 20th April, and remember that 10th Shawwal was your nikah, so you are mubarak inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala keep us on the straight path. Allah jalla wala bless our nikahs, bless the people getting married with good spouses and pious children. Maulana, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muftisab, when you married and have small children and are married for over 14 years, but the husband has been good, but always puts his sister first in many ways, and you always take a back seat. Anonymous.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This husband doesn't know the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. I just told you now, 10th Shawwal is the date when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. For both we say radiallahu anhuma. Quran Kareem, Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives, your spouses, with love, with respect, and you must justice. So the whole world can say you are good, but your wife and children say you are bad. Remember by Allah Jalla Wala, by Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are a bad husband. Look at Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, what she says. Hadith in Tirmidhi, authentic hadith. Khayrukum khayrukum lihalikum, khiyarukum khiyarukum lihalikum. You'll find different riwayat, but the meaning is the same. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. Wa ana, and I, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khayrukum liahali, am the best to my wives and my children. So that is the akhlaqi karima. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Chapter 68, verse 4. Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your character is so sublime and exalted. You set the precedent for humanity and posterity. How can you, brother, where's your common sense? I know common sense is no more common. How can you give preference to your siblings, your sisters, or your brothers over your wife and children? Are you gone crazy? So remember that when you made nikah with her, you went to propose to her, and then somebody performed your nikah. I, Mo Salim, whoever performed your nikah, then you said, nakah to her, I married her, wa qabil to her, I accept her. It means you accepted her in the name of Almighty Allah. They were witnesses and so forth and so on. So my brother, you got everything mixed up. This weekend you go and you buy a nice gift for your popi, for your darling, your sweetheart, and say, make me maaf my popi. I was totally wrong, and things will get better, inshallah. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wadhu. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Read, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Love does not come with a king-size mattress. Love does not come with a 10-sheel carpet. Love does not come with the best cutlery, crockery in the kitchen. Love comes from the heart. And that love comes from Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْأَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ هُدَّى. When you have true iman and you continue with the righteous deeds, then Almighty Allah will place the hood. What is the hood? Wudda, the true love. So read that abundantly. That is that, mashallah, that Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, and Allah Jalla Wala will bring it. So go and ask her forgiveness, buy her a nice present, what she wanted, and it's permissible. Chapter 19, verse 96, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what is the procedure for making Qaza Salah? Will we still be sinful for making up the late Salah?
Remember that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Iman walo, O you believe, turn to Almighty Allah Jalla wala with tawbah and nasuha. Sincere tawbah. People came to Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu wa ardah and asked him, what is nasuha? We know tawbah is repentance. He illustrated the point via an example. He said, when you milk the she camel or a cow, did you ever see the milk going back to the animal? He said, no, hasha wa kalla, never ever. He said, that is tawbah and nasuha. So brother, sister, you must 1,000 salat, fajr salat, asr salat, from the time you became baligh and mature. So whole night you got to make qaza. Fajr 2, Zohar 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4 and 3, according to Hanafis, Shafis and them, the witr, you leave it out also is alright. There's no qada for that actually. So according to Shafis and them. Anyway, so now the point is daytime. So remember, during sunrise time, you can't make, you understand, qada. After Fajr, immediately you make qada. It's fine, make it in your house. So not in a masjid and show everybody you must 1,000 qada. And when the sun is istiwa, what our people call zawal, the wrong term they use, istiwa at the time of zenith, when the sun is right on top, you understand? So that 2-3-5 minutes, so you can't read. And sunset, you can't read. And 15 minutes before that, you can't read. So beside these three times, right through day and night, you can read Qadha Salat. And then from today, from yesterday, whatever it is, make sure you never ever miss a salat in your life till death. And whether you hadaran or safaran, whether you at home or whether you musafir and traveling, and the man must read salat in the masjid as far as possible, and the women must read at home, then we will say you have made proper tawbah, brother.
Mufti Sahab, when days are dark, friends are few. Allah never forsakes us. Mufti Sahab, Allah has created everything for us to enjoy. So why did He create sin?
So if Almighty Allah created everything for our benefit and we enjoy everything in this world, then what need there is for Jannah and Paradise? I'm asking you. So Almighty Allah has placed us here on this earth. Your statement is half right and half wrong. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He Almighty Allah created for your benefit, O human being. You are the masterpiece of Allah's creation, whatever is on this earth. But at the same time, there will be test and trial for you. We will make the hasanat. We give you so much, that also is a test. Are you going to be grateful or ungrateful? And then Allah created Satan, Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan. Allah created our whims, fancies and desires, our lust and so forth and passion. And Allah Ta'ala created that. Are we going to suppress our desires? Will we become Abdullah, the true slaves of Allah? Or will we become Abdul Hawa and Abdul Shaitan? Will we become the slaves of Satan and Lucifer and the slaves of our desires and Abdul Dirham or Abdul Dinar? The word is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Or will you become scholars for dollars and so forth? So that is the test and trial. So when you pass the test and trial, then you go to Jannat al-Firdaus. Am lil insani ma tamanna. What does human being think, that everything he desires he'll get? No. فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى. Everything belongs solely, only, exclusively to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Mosaleem was there in Durban yesterday. I was in Joburg yesterday. People come, they say, you're doing magnificent job on the radio, so forth, so on. Jab log tarif karte hai, listen to this jewel of the ulama, of the real ulama who are awliyaullah. That when people praise us, then don't get carried away. They're not praising us, they are praising the quality of Almighty Allah. Allah is Sattar. Every vice, every sin of mine, Allah exposes it. You will kill me. You will destroy me. Every sin of Mosaleem, you will say, we don't want to look at you. So you must remember these type of things. Yeah, so human nature is such. We all are guilty of certain vices and sins and so on. But you must remember this, that Allah is Sattar. We admit, we cry to Allah, Anta Sattar wa Anta Al-Ghaffar. So when people praise us, don't get carried away. They are praising the attribute of Sattari, that Allah has concealed my vices, your vices. Allah is Ghaffar, Allah has forgiven, and therefore He gives us tawfiq, the ability to continue with the good deeds. Always remember that. Don't get fooled by that, remember.
Mufti Sahib, there are many sunnahs that was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many ulama don't know every sunnah. Yet majority of the ulama will nail you and chain you if a man does not have a beard. Why is the beard more emphasized than that of a farz namaz?
Remember that farz salat is farz, is compulsory. The five daily salat. And Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikh Al-Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, one of the greatest muhaddiseen. We had the honor of meeting him several times. Met him in Karachi, met him in Saharanpur, met him in Medina Munawwara. So Hazrat Sheikh met him in South Africa when Hazrat Sheikh came here to Stenger. That was the last etikaf, first of Shaban, and this was the year 1982. Hazrat passed away in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Al-Hadith. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah wrote, is door ke sabse bare muhaddis, that in this last 50-100 years, the greatest scholar in hadith was Sheikh Al-Hadith. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikh Al-Hadith wrote the kitab in Arabic, Hujubu I'fa'i Lihya. The first mistake you are making, my brother, is what? That is that you saying beard is sunnah. That's wrong. To keep beard is wajib for the man. So hujubu is wajib. I'fa'i Lihya, to lengthen the beard. You see? So that's first thing. Hazrat Sheikh wrote a book on this. Sheikh bin Baz Rahimahullah, we met him several times. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He was a very great scholar. We don't agree with every fatwa, but we have to be fair and just. He was a very great scholar. And remember, if you read his life history, so one day Hazrat Mufti Rizaulak asked me, did you read it? I said, Hazrat, baaz jaga par maine para bhi, mutala bhi ki, aur baaz jaga to aansu nikle. Hazrat looked at me and said, ye to ain-e-tasawuf hai. That is tasawwuf. Remember, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our honorable Sheikh and Ustad, that's what he told me. So, khair, the point I'm making, you must remember, is this. So, he was so impressed. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, he was blind. They read the book to him. So, he wrote a ta'liq on it. I have it here by me. So the original book with the ta'aliq and footnotes of Bin Baz rahimahullah. So one, two issues, he said, no, that Sheikh should have written this way, that way. But he praised the book so much, you must remember. According to all four schools, it's wajib, my brother. I ask you three questions. I was born and bred in Heidelberg. So under apartheid, I was teaching in Newcastle. I was there in Newcastle for 20 years, 81 January to 2001. I used to come every month home to meet my parents, my family, and so forth. So there were two people, both passed away. Luckily, both of them had a beard, you know. Babu Bhai Mughalia and Muhammad Yusuf Mullah. So Rahimahullah, both of them passed away. So they took me there to that school, Aikenhof, or what school they call it. It's not Aikenhof, some other place, I don't know. So you must have a white school, you see. Then they say they're asking too many questions. I say, come, we go, I got no problem. So we went there. So first they said, explain to us the Hajj of your people. So I explained and all that. Then we opened the floor. I said, you can ask questions in angles of Afrikaans. Well, I'll answer you and antwoord here in angles. They said, fine. I said, ask in English Afrikaans, but I'll answer you, you'll understand, in Afrikaans. So I'll answer you in English, not Afrikaans. So that person said, hukum as almal van yele bartman. Why all of you got beards? So now these are not Muslims. You can't speak Quran and Sunnah. You have to think out of the box. I said, my bror, you see, then let me explain to you. There was a newly wedded couple, and now they had a baby. So the baby was feeling hungry, you see. Now he went to the father's chest. He's looking for the milk, you see. So he put up his hand. He says, khanukh, as khanukh. I say, you mix up the baby also, and you're asking me why you must keep your beard. You have become a sissy or what? So you must remember that. All these feminine qualities and so forth. Go ask the Russians when we were in Moscow and St. Petersburg. I say, you guys had the Red Army, superpower. How you lost against the Mujahideen and Taliban and so forth? They never had a helicopter without the plane. They're running around with chimpals and sandals. They say when they used to come with their big, big beards and say, Allahu Akbar, finish our huzu broke. Front and back, we are messing already. So when you see the beard, you must remember this, that it's a sign and an identity of a Muslim. When you clean shave, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who ruled this Ummah from the year 99 to 101, he said, people who make halqul lihya, tahliqul lihya, hi al-musla, you are mutilating the Mubarak Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat ji nawarallah, these are our akabir, we kiss their hands. We kiss their foreheads. They are masters in Islam. Hazraji Nawarallahu Marqadahu of Jalalabad used to say, one person is he. He read his salat. He kept fast. He gave zakat. He treats his wife well. But he shaves his beard. Wa gunahe daimi me mubtala hai. He's always in sin. Why? Because you shaved your beard. You understood now, my brother? So when the ulama, they emphasize the beard, so that you the Steve don't become Eve, and Eve don't become Steve. You look at the woman today, they cut their hair from the back, you don't know it's Eve or Steve. And you look at the man with his baby face, you see that? In Jannat, Allah won't give you beard. So remember that, so your desires are fulfilled. So yeah, you keep beard. We must be the man and not the sissies. Remember these type of things, yeah? So Almighty Allah has made it wajib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it wajib. And every person should read the book. Hujub i'fa'il lihya. By Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu. It's a masterpiece. Remember that. A person like Sheikh bin Baz, 100% Salafi. He praised it so much as well. So we all need to understand. And all you women, another story quickly. One person came, you must remember, with us for Hajj Umrah. And you South Africans, they don't have beard, many of them. They keep beard. So he had a pencil beard, this brother. Breakfast is to make with me. So one day he came, he's clean shaven, pure, safan safa. I asked him, what happened to your beard, brother? He said, my wife complaining that my beard is poking her. I asked him, only your beard is poking her, nothing else is poking her. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.